Where was I? Is the name of the comedy special we're talking about this week on Flobosod on Netflix. And this one's kind of a special one for me because I get to do my homework with you. I'll explain. Flobosod on Netflix is a show where we go into the deep dark, into the Netflix archives, to chat about TV shows, movies, specials, and more. It has to be a Netflix original and it has to be available in North America. But if you had that whole VPN thing, you could probably check out the library all over. Thank you so much for checking out this podcast. I know it's kind of a short one. It's kind of a speedy one. It's one that doesn't really go in depth, even though I am a film school graduate. But this one maybe is a little bit different because I watched this one with different eyes. Let me take a little step back. For those who've been long-term listeners of the show, I thank you. I am... And I can admit this now, a lapsed comedian. I've been doing comedy for about 10 years now. It'll be 10 years in August. And the past year and a half, I pretty much was on a hiatus that was not intentional, but this happens to be the case. And when you're a performer, when you're an entertainer, it's all about momentum. You know, one booking leads to another and meeting new people and writing new material and stuff like that. And I won't get to that. That's the case. Why? But I decided to stop the spiral and get back into it. So I actually went back to my old stomping grounds comedy class, the one I took 10 years ago. I'm taking it again. It feels weird. I feel like a senior in a freshman class. No offense to my classmates. It's just, you know, I just have more years of trial and error with it than most people in my class. But our homework this week was to watch comedy specials. And I guess when I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do, I almost shied away from comedy specials. I felt like there were just too many of them. So even though I have some in my canon, in my archives, I hadn't really watched one like to study in a long time. So we'll talk about Trevor Noah. Where was I? I think Trevor Noah is actually one of my favorite comedians, and because he does something that's particularly well. But just to give you a backstory about this one, it's the fourth Netflix special. I'm not sure how many in total Trevor Noah's done. You may know from the Daily Show, which he's no longer host, but it was there for about 5 years or so, which is a grind, to tell you the truth. Now, one of my favorite comedy specials of all time was Crazy Normal. I think it's like approaching 10, if not 15 years old by this point, done when he was recording in South Africa. So to see him mature, it's good and it's bad. First, the bad. Where Was I doesn't have as many rapid-fire concepts as the older material. I felt like when you saw his old stuff like The Daywalker or Crazy Normal in 1 hour, 1 hour and 30 minutes, or even 2 hour show, you're taking on a journey with like maybe 2 or 3 dozen premises. And then within those premises, there's sketches and there's punchlines and there's jokes and stuff. So you get to go through, like Crazy Normal, for example, went through the social, political environment of South Africa. So you just heard that the presidents, the politicians, the poor people, pre-apartheid, post-apartheid. With Daywalker, it was kind of like that, but he also talked about his experience like coming up in the game as a comedian in his childhood, and you get to see more of that. Even in some of the stuff like Santa Patricia, it's really more of a general look at American politics. And then that stuff does bleed through. I mean, you don't get to do Daily Show every day and not have a little bit of a lens with there. But I do think the major tentpole topics in Where Was I are pretty clear. It's like America is different than the world. I've visited Germany. I've visited France. And then the last 10 minutes bit was about like what people like. Spoilers, right? Within the Germany subset and within the France subset, there is jokes and sketches and accents and things. And Trevor Noah is really good at that, really good at act outs, really good at the accents. But what I really appreciate from his work is that he takes time to research the historical context. Not saying you should ever go to anyone's show for actual history, but once you are making fun of history, it's good to have your facts straight. Like he does perform the German national anthem or parts of it, does perform the American national anthem or parts of it to really hammer home a particular point. I think a lot of comedians probably would have cut that corner and then would have been like, you know how that goes to get the point across. But I think the extra small detail to me grounds it in realism, even though we all know that as a comedian, we embellish the thing. So I love that. I love the structure of it all. I love the being able to extract more juice from a premise. Going back to the old stuff, I was a little dismayed only because I kind of wanted to go on a further ride. I think I laughed that loud three times, that really good belly laughs, but your mileage may vary because comedy's subjective. But I think that wasn't the intent. Where was I? The name itself sounds like an aside. It just sounds like, yeah, you're telling someone a story. You go down to something that happened last week, and it may be a music anecdote, and it comes back. So it's thoroughly entertaining. And to take a look what the rating was, IMDb gives this one a 6.7 out of 10, which at first, the knee-jerk reaction was, oh, man, that's kind of harsh. But the more I think about it, the more I think it's accurate. It's above average, for sure, but does it rank among the pantheon of, like, classic comedy albums like that Naysayer Crazy from Richard Pryor, or like Delirious or Raw or Never Scare, like one of those. It's kind of hard to compare those just because it is a different kind of humor. But I do think that Trevor or Trevor's team is really adept for taking a lane where you can have comedy that firmly entrenches the middle brow. Like, it's not crass humor, it's not toilet humor, but then it isn't the humor on the other end where they try to educate you. It's like a Fred Armisen or like a Hasan Minhaj, right? This is kind of like, yeah, okay, I've noticed this in my travels, but I'm still going to be the court jester. And as a comedian, I think that's a balance that I would love to see more of. Even though your results may vary, the fact that that kind of comedy still exists gives me a bit of pause. Language isn't too crazy. I think it's PG, no, TV-14. I'm looking at the rating right here. So for teenagers and up, so a lot of innuendos and things like that, but nothing harsh, which means you can play it at family gatherings. Well, for my mom, she's more of a Hallmark movie person, so that might be already too harsh for her. But anyone else could probably have a good time. It's almost like late night humor, right? It does push the envelope, but the words and concepts aren't too controversial. Trevor Noah, Where Was I? Only available now on Netflix, and as this recording, one of four specials on the platform. Let me know what you think if you checked it out. And if there's any kind of shows and movies you want me to review as well, please let me know when you can get the chance. This has been Phobos on Netflix.